Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tezayin. We'll pick it up two lines from the top. Kol shlonah says b'chol eilim. So it's the quote of the Mishnah. If they were adding on and to the part of the Azor and a person went in there, that additional part, so then they are not going to be chayiv. They went in, they were tameh. Se'itbar machloikis amroim. Rav Huna oimer b'chol eilim tanan. Rav Nachman Omer ba'achas mikol eilim tanan. So does it mean if it's b'chol, if all of these things, so every single one of them is ma'akiv, and if you're missing one, that's a problem. According to Rav Nachman, no, any one of these is fine. There's just a Rashi on Tezvav and Beis, two lines from the bottom. It says, Afilaman da'omer saw yesay, l'kam d'chol eile masnisin. Now we see the machlokas here. Achas mikulun ka'omer means any one of these. O melech, o kohen gadol, o navi, o sanhedrin, o shtei todos, right? Any ones are missing, that would be a problem. Sahani shteitodos miho tarvaihu beina de tarvaihu chadamil sahi. It's all part of one. Okay, that was yesterday's daf, but now we understand because yesterday quoted this machlokas. So now the Gemara is going to explain what the machlokas is based upon. Ravuna amar bechol eilatanan. He says all of these kasava because he holds the famous machlokas in Shas kedusha rishona kidshla shaita v'kidshla osilavo. You have to do all these, because the original Kedusha was at that time, and it's Chal forever. It goes forever. So then if that's true, when Ezra did do it, Ezra didn't have all these things, because there was no Melech with Ezra, there wasn't an Urim Batumim. So as Gemara says, Ezra was a Zecher Ba'amahu Da'ovid. It was just a commemoration of what it was, but it wasn't really, the Kedusha was already there. Rav Nachman on Ba'achs Mikol Eilat Tanan. So Rav Nachman says, no. The Pshat is that any one of those is fine, because he holds Kazav Kedusha Rishona Kid Shila Shaita Velo Kid Shila Osi Lavo. It was only for that time. It was a limited Kedusha was Chal originally. Therefore, they brought it back again. The Ezra Kedusha Kodesh Afagav Delohave Urimatumim. And what Ezra did was he brought the Kedusha in, even though there was not a Urimatumim. So this brings up a famous machlokis. This idea of kidshul shayta kidshul osi lavo. So the Rambam brings this down Hilchos Beis Bechir in Perik. Where are we? Perik Vav. Starting with Halacha Yudal, the Rambam says kol makom shlo nase b'chol eile kaseder hazeh ein kiddush gomer. So if you don't do this whole ceremony way we talked about, it's not a kiddush gomer. It's not completely done, completely sanctified. Vezesh osa Ezra shtei todos zikon hul shosa. So it was only a zecher. Lo kemaisa v'masav niskadish hamokum. It wasn't his actions actually being kedusha this place. Shlo hayisham lo melech lo urim atumim, as we just said. So b'lameh niskadisho. So how was it? B'kedusha rishona shekidshu l'shlomo. It was done originally with Shlomo Hamelech. Shehu kidish hazara of Yushalayim l'shaitan v'kidshan l'osi lavo. So it was there and for forever afterwards. Then the Rambam continues now and says, "Lefikach makriven hakorbanos kulon afal pish ein sham bayis bonui." We can bring korbanos even though there's no base of migdash. Va'ochlin kodshim kadoshim b'chol azara. We could eat the kodshim in the azara. Afal pi shelo shehi chaveva ve'ena mukefes mechitza. Right, it's destroyed. Va'ochlin kadoshim kalim. We could eat kodshim kalim ma'aser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim. Afal pi she'ein sham chomos. Even though there's no walls. Why shehuk Dasha Harishona Kidsh L'Shaita V'Kidsh L'Osi Lavo. That's the Rambam's pshat. The one could bring korbanos nowadays, and then he has to deal with an internal stira, because earlier in Hilchos Zroim he was talking about that no, that doesn't apply. So in Halacha Tezayin he says V'Lam Ani Oimer B'Mikdash V'Yushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kidsh L'Osi Lavo Uva Kedushas Sha'ar Eretz Yisrael, le'inyan shviyas u'maysum kiyotz behen lo kidshul osi lavo. So why did I say that it's not? So the answer is like this: the fisha kedushas hamikdash v'yushalayim ipnei hashchina. There's a difference. He makes a chiluk between the rest of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. The shchina is there. V'shchina ain't a batela. The shchina never leaves. V'harei omer v'hashimoysias mikdashehem. I'm going to destroy your sanctuaries. V'omer chachamim afal pi shesh. Shemumim v'kedushasun hein omdin. Even though their shemum means like destroyed, they're desolate, the kedusha still stands there. Aval chiv ha'aretz v'shviyus v'maisus eina el v'fnei shehu kivush rabim. That came because it was conquered. V'kivan shenilkulcha ha'aretz miyadehim batal kivush v'niftura min ha'tor v'maisus v'shviyus. Right? So since it was taken away from us, so then that kedusha was batal, and then the meaning the Eretz Yisrael, we have to bring Meiser, Truma, Shvius, Yovels, etc. She'ein min Eretz Yisrael. The cave in she'ol of Ezra v'kidsho, when Ezra came and was Mekadesh it, lo kidsho v'kivush, he didn't do through conquering, ela b'chazaka she'echaziku bo. He made a chazak on it. Lefikach, says the Rambam, kol makam she'echaziku bo, oly bovel v'nizkadesh b'kidushas Ezra Hashnia, who mikudosh hayom, the kedusha still lasts because of what Ezra did, not from the original one. Afal pi shenil kecho haaretz b'men, even though it's been taken from us. V'chay v'shviyas v'maisus al haderech shve'anu b'hilchos truma, and that's what I explained earlier. So that's the Rambam shita about the kedusha. So on this, there's the Ravid. So the Ravid, small print, but the Ravid says like this: Omram svaras atzmuhu he zu v'lo yedati she'ein lo. Me'ayin lo, sorry, it's small print. The kam mekoymos mishnah, right? It's against this Rambam. Im ein mikdash yirkav. Okay, mishnah amru denofel mechitzos am lemanda omer kedusha rishona lo kidsho lo asi lovo lo chalak bein mikdash yushalayim right shari eretz Yisrael. So why is the Rambam making this chiluk? You don't find it. Vilo od ella shani omer shafilu Rabbi Yosi da omer kedusha shniya kedusha lo asi lovo lo omer ella shari eretz Yisrael aval yushalayim le mikdash. Lo armor, lefi shehaya yodea Ezra shehad hamikdash Yushalayim asidim lehishdanos lizkadesh kiddush acher olme bichavun. So he says Hashem la oilam kach negli misod Hashem lireyav. Right, this is revealed to me. So he argues on this lefikach hanichnas ata sham to the mokum the har habayis. Ein bo koris. So that's the major machloikis, this Rambam and Ravid, as to whether a person is allowed to go up onto Har HaBayis. According to the Ravid, he says no. But according to the Rambam, there would be a chi of koris, a person to go onto the Mikdash. Again, it's a big topic, but these are the famous marmakomas recorded when discussing the sugya. Okay, going back down to the Gemara. Eisvei Rav al Rav Nachman. Rav asks the kashan Rav Nachman. Kol shlo naseis b'chol eila. You have to do all these. Right, so Reb Nachman changes and says, "Tanei, you have to read the Mishnah be'achas mikol eila from one of any of these procedures." That's what the problem would be. Okay, the discussion when it says "Tanei," that means really changing, or that's just it was altering the Mesoris to what they have. They're actually changing the text of the Mishnah. The Rishash discusses this as well. Okay, Tashma Abishol Oimer Shnei Bitzin Hayu Behar Hamish Mishcha. There were two like ponds, two little pools. Tachtona ve'elyona, a bottom one, a lower one, and an upper one. Tachtona niskadsha b'chol elu. The lower one was niskadish with all these things. Elyona lo niskadsha b'chol elu, but it wasn't done with all these. So therefore, ela ba'ole gola, right? It was just the ones who came with it, who turned from Bavel. Shaloba melech v'shaloba urmatumim. So they didn't have the melech, they didn't have the urmatumim. So the Braisa continues, says, Tachtona shahaisa kedushosa gemura. The bottom one, the lower one, which had the complete one, in this case, the Ame Ha'aretz, Nichnasin, L'Sham, V'Oichlin, Sham, Kodshim, Kalim, Avalo Meiser, Sheni. So an Am Ha'aretz would go there and eat their Kodshim, Kalim, their Kabonos, they would not eat Meiser, Sheni, because they were like machmer on themselves, not to eat the Meiser, Sheni there. V'Chaverim, Oichlin, Sham, Kodshim, Kalim, U'Meiser, Sheni. But the Chaverim, who were medaktik in these halachas, they would eat there. So Elyona, that's the bottom. The Elyona Shaloha Yisrael Kedusha Asa Gemara did not have the complete Kedusha. Ame Ha'aretzaya Nichnasim Sham Va'Oichlin Sham Kodshim Kalim Aval Lo Ma'aser Sheni. They wouldn't eat it there. Chaverim Ein Oichlin Sham Lo Kodshim Kalim V'Lo Ma'aser Sheni. So they wouldn't eat any of them there. So Rashi quotes an interesting Gersa in the Tosefta. It says Tachtona Shahaisa Kedusha Asa Gemara Ame Aretz Nichnasim L'Sham Va'Oichlin Sham Kodshim Kalim Aval Lo Ma'aser Sheni V'Chaverim Oichlin Sham Ma'aser Sheni Kodshim Kalim. El Yona Shaloha Yisrael Kedushasa Gemura Ame Haaretz Nichnasim Sham VeOichlim Sham Kedoshim Kalim Aval Lo Ma'aser Sheni VeChaverim Ein Oichlim Sham Lo Kodshim Kalim VeLo Ma'aser Sheni. That's the Tosefta's version. So Rashi continues, says like midway down. Yesh Leforish Da Ame Haaretz Hamafrishin Ma'isros Hayazrizin Lasois Bo Mitzvahs Min Hamufchar. They had a zrizis to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Why? Why talk about this mitzvah? This is the one that they're so medactic on. Lefisha hayo shom in drosha, because they heard the drosha. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. If you take away, if you give meiser, then you will tis asher, you'll become rich. I did everything you commanded. Meaning, there's a segula over here. They're going to get rich if they do that. When they hear that, they want the parnasa. They're going to be medactic on this. That's where they go down to the wall in order to be mekayin this part of it, lifnei Hashem. Okay, so that's why these Amhiras were so careful on that. So back in the Gemara, it says, "Mnei ma lo kidshuha." So the question is, why didn't they mekadesh the Elyona? She'ein mosifin al ha'ir v'al ha'zoros el b'melech v'navi v'rum tumim v'sanhedrin shal shivim v'echad v'shtei todos v'shir, because they didn't have all of the necessary requirements. So that's one second. V'lama kitshua. So why did they do the elyon if they couldn't do it proper? So one second, v'lama kitshua. Why did they do that? Ha'amarta. It says lo kitshua. They didn't do it, right? So the question you have to rephrase, right? Based on the fact that they were not mekadesh the elyon, el lama hichnisua. So then, why did they bring it into the walls of the city? So the Gemara says, "Mipnei sheturfa shel Yerushalayim ha'isa," because it was a turfa, like a weak spot in Yerushalayim. V'nochahi likavesh misham. It would have been easy for them to conquer it. Rashi says, "Seturfa shel Yerushalayim geluya ve'ervosa." It's open and it's naked, right? Malkam shehi noicha likavesh. Like when Yosef accuses the brothers of being spies, you came to see the ervas ha'aretz. You came to see where it's revealed, where it's easy to conquer. So they had this in Yerushalayim. But you see again, the brisa seems to be a favorite sharia against Reb Nachman, because Reb Nachman held that there wasn't a need for all these the different parts of the ceremony. So here you see that they did need it. That's why they weren't mekadesh it. So Gemara says, no, it's not really a kasha tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Shemati, I heard kishehayu bonin behechel osu kiloyim lehechel ukiloyim lazaros. So they made certain types of curtains for the heichal, and they made certain curtains for the azaros. Ela shebeheichal boni mibachutz, but the heichal they would build it from outside the curtains. Azaros boni mibefnim, and when we're doing the azara, they would build that from like with inside the curtain. Om Rabbi Yoshua shemati shemakrivin afal pi she'ein bayis. Rabbi Yoshua says, I heard you could be makriv korbonos even though there's no beis hamikdash. Ochlin kodshim afal pi she'ein kolayim, you could eat kodshim kolayim even though there's no curtains. Kodshim kalim ma'aser sheni afal pi she'ein choma, and there's no wall. Bipnei shekedusha rishona kidsha l'shaita v'kidsha l'osi lavo. Because again, this idea we said, the kedusha is there forever. V'lav michlal the Rabbi Elazar sover, but don't you see Rabbi Elazar obviously holds lo kidsha l'osi lavo, right? So that must be the machlokas tanoim that we're doing. So it's not really kasha on Rav Nachman, because you'll say, I'm with that Tana. So Am le Ravin and le Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know this is true? Dilma le Kuli Alma, maybe everybody holds kidsha rishona, kidsha l'shaitu, v'kidsha l'osi lavo, right? Maybe everyone holds that it was forever. Umar, Rabbi Elazar, my Shmiele Ka'amr, he just said over what he heard. Umar, meaning in Rabbi Yoshua, my Shmiele Ka'amr, he's just saying over what he heard. Right? So in other words, it's always there, but the fact where there's Kaloyim there, that's irrelevant to the discussion. So v'chi teima Kaloyim Rabbi Elazar Lamali, so then why would you have to have it? It's really irrelevant. So you put it there for, like the Gemara says, it's modest, right? They're working there. It's like it's unbecoming to do this in front of everybody. So that's why it was there. It didn't have to be there. It's sneus. Elahani tenoi. But this machlok is tenoim de Tanya. Rebbe, Amar Rebbe Yishmoyo b'Rebbe Yosi. Lama monu chachamim es elu. So when there were 9 cities that were counted where there was mukav chachamim yos, Yeshua ben Nun. So why did they count out these 9 cities? Kishe Aluv Nehagola Matsu Eile V'Kidshum, right? Because when the people who came made Aliyah from Bavel in the time of Ezra, they came, they Rekadish them, right? Aval Rishonos Botlu Mishu Botlu Haaretz. But the original one was Botel once the Eretz Yisrael was, negated. So Alma Kusarva, you see, they hold Kiddusha Rishona Kiddushah Shaita Vilo Kiddushah Osi Lava, right? Because the fact that it hadn't Mekadosh them again, you see that it didn't last forever. Or I mean, he would ask you a kasha. One second, not so fast. Alma Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe Yosi V'chi Eilu B'Vad Hayu. What? Only those, again, the Mishnah and Erechin, those are the only ones? No, we have a pasuk in Devarim. V'halo Kvar Nemar Shishim Ir. There were 60 cities. Shishim ir kol chevel argov mamleches oig beboshan kol eila arim betsuros choma gavah. They were all these walled cities, right? So you see, when Yoshua came in, there was more than just these that are counted in the Mishnah. El lama manu chacham meseilus. Then why take did the chachamim count specifically these? Kishalu bnei hagola matzu eila v'kidshum. Because when they made aliyah and they came back, they found these and they were mekadesh these ones specifically. So I was asked, one second, Kiddushim? They were Makadish then? If the Kiddushim was really there, then you wouldn't have to be Makadish then. So Hashtaha, Amrinan, Lekaman, De Lotzricha Kiddushay. We're going to say they're on the same price that you don't need to be Lotzorich, it's not necessary to be Makadish then. So Eli have to change and say like this, Motsu Elu Umenoum. They found them and they counted them. They counted them, but they weren't Makadish then because the Kiddushim was already there. Says the Bryce, the Lo Elu Bilvad, not only these. So any, not only these, but anyone you have a Mesorah that it was Mukefes Choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, so then kol mitzvos elo nohagos bo. All these mitzvos. What are these? All these mitzvos? So Rashi says in the bottom line, kol mitzvos ha'ele mitzvos bate arechoma. There is laws about redeeming a field, redeeming a house in a walled city. You get 1 year to redeem it. V'shiluach mitzorayim, to send out a person who's a mitzorah, is tzaras. V'she'en osim migrashehen soda. You can't, there's these open fields that you're not allowed to make them into working fields. So all these halachos apply as well. Continues the Gemara, but this burn the middle of the Brisa. So when it says, okay, Kashid Rabbi Yishmoel Bar Yosi, Ad Rabbi Yishmoel Bar Yosi. So you're right, it's a contradiction between them. So how are you going to answer this? Ibai Yisema, if you want, I could tell you, Treit Noi Alib Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yishmoel Bar Yosi. We have two different, Tanoim, we're explaining it. Each one gave it over in a different way. That's one way. V'Ibai Yisema, a different Teretz, Chada Minaihu Rabbi Lozer Bar Yosi Amara. One of them was from Rabbi Lozer Bar Yosi. Detanya, Rabbi Lozer Bar Yosi Omer Asher Lo Choma. So Lo, the way it's written in the Chumash is Lo Mitan Aleph, right? It means no, that it doesn't have a wall. But we darshan it that no, you read it with a Lo like a Vav, so Lo, that it does have a wall, meaning exact opposite of how you would expect it to be. So the drasha is Afal Pishein Lo Achshav, even though it doesn't have a choma right now, Haisel Lekoidim Lachin, if it had one beforehand, it still keeps its status as a Ir Mukefes Choma. So that's Rabbi Lozer Bar Yosi, who holds that the Kiddushah L'Shaita Kiddushah L'Osid Lavo, that it was there forever. All right, Amud Beis. Nitma ba'azara v'ne'elma mimeno tuma. So if a person who was tohor when he came into the mikdash and he was fine, but he came tummy while he was there. So the Gemara asks, tuma ba'azara minolan. Where do you know that you're chayiv, even if you got tuma while you were in the azara and you didn't take the shortest path to get out, the quickest route possible? Right? How do you know that? So in your chayiv, Amar Rabbi Yelozer, Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. So he defiled the Mishkan of Hashem. For Kosev Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Ki es Mikdash Hashem Timei. So here it says the Mikdash. The first pasuk was Mishkan. The second pasuk says Mikdash. V'im Eino Inyan L'tuma Shebachutz. If you don't need it for telling me that I was telling me before I came in, I was Bachutz. Tenehu Inyan Tuma B'Shebifnim. So learn out, they must be talking about a person who became Tumah while they were Bifnim, while they were inside of the Mikdash, inside the Azara. So Okroi Miyatre. One second, is this extra? Meaning that I don't need them? Hamitzrich tzricheh, it's certainly required for something else. Detanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Lozer Omer, im nemar mishkan, lama nemar mikdash. If you said mishkan, why have to say mikdash? Vim nemar mikdash, lama nemar mishkan. If you say the word mikdash, why do you have to tell me the word mishkan? Ilu Nemar Mishkan. The Gemara explains, I'll tell you why. If it only would have said Mishkan, referring to this case of Bikam Tamei, V'lo Nemar Mikdash, and say Mikdash, Hayisi Omer, I would have said the following svara. Al Mishkan Yehi Chayev. For Mishkan, that's when you're Chayev. Why? Shehare Mishuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Because that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. V'al Mikdash Lo Yehi Chayev. But the Mikdash wasn't. So therefore, the Havmina is that you would not be Chayev for the case of Mikdash if it hadn't said that. And then it says the opposite side. Im Nemar Mikdash, if it only Torah would have been a pasuk saying Mikdash, V'lo Nemar Mishkan, Hayisiyom, I say the different svara. Am Mikdash Yehe Chayev. For the Mikdash am Chayev, Shahai Kudusha Soylan. Because that goes forever, it's Kedusha. V'am Mishkan, Lo Yehe Chayev. But for the Mishkan, I would not, right? Because it didn't go forever. You wouldn't be in Chayev for going there if you tell me. Lekach. Nemar Mishkan, Lekach Nemar Mikdash. That's why it says both Mishkan and Mikdash to take away the Havamina in each case. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Hachika Kashule. Rabbi Lazar didn't make this drasha from Mikdash and Mishkan, that they were extra. Michde Mishkan Ikre Mikdash, U Mikdash Ikre Mishkan. He had something else. You find that the Mishkan is sometimes called Mikdash, and the Mishka and the Mikdash is someone called Mishkan. A little tongue twister. Nichtov O Edi V'Edi Mikdash. Write both Mikdash O Edi V'Edi Mishkan. Write both. Be consistent with them. Mishkan U'Mikdash Lamali. Why do I have to go back and forth between the two and not consistent? So Shmamino Atarti. So I learned two things. Number one, Yichayev for if you became tummy even while you were inside. And second of all, this halach applies both to the Mishkan and to the Mikdash. So Bishlema Mikdash Ikre Mishkan. Okay, fine. This is again the Bishlema Ella formula. I'm fine with the first fact that the Mikdash is called a Mishkan. Dichsiva Posik Venasati Mishkani Besochem. I'll put my Mishkan amongst you. Ella Mishkan Ikre Mikdash Midalan. Where do you find that? Where do you find that the Mishkan is called Mikdash? Se'ilem, if you're going to tell me, midichsiv v'nosu hakohosim noisei hamikdash, it's in Bamidbar Yud, hahu ba'aron k'siv, that's talking about the aron, right? So that's not necessarily talking about the mikdash, elame hachas, so it must be from the following source. It's going to be a smichus aparshis, from two psukim that are written next to each other. The first pasuk says, v'osuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, right? Build me the mikdash and I'll dwell amongst them, in them. The chesiv right afterwards says, "Kichol she'ani mara oscha es tabdis hamishkan." There it is, mikdash first, and then mishkan. That's the source for the halacha. And then the Mishnah went talking about bowing down. So it said, "V'hishtachava osheshaha kedei shehishtachava." If you bowed or you delayed long enough to bow down, or you went out by a longer route when you could have taken a shorter one, so you have to bring a korban olav yored. So Amarav lo shon ele shehishtachava klape fnim. This only applies if you bowed when you were facing inner. Ava hishtachava klape chutz, but if you were facing away from Kodesh Kodashim, in that case, shaha in, lo shaha lo. If you delayed, you stalled, then you are chayev, but if you didn't, the pause long enough to bow down, you're not chayev to bring a korban. Ikinamasti lo a seifa. Some learn that Rav is going on the seifa. Osha shaha bichdei hishtachava, that you waited long enough in order to bow down, michla the hishtachva gufa boya shihia. That would imply that bowing itself means waiting. Amarav, Rav comes, lo shon ele kishishtachva klape chutz. That's only when you did it when you were facing away. That you're chayev if you waited long enough to bow down. Ava klape pnim, but if you were doing it while you're facing Kodesh Kodashim, afa pi, afa gav, de lo shoha, even though you didn't wait, right? Even though you didn't wait, V'hochi k'mar, this is what it means. Hishtachava klapei pnim, o sheshoha k'dei hishtachava b'kach, hishtachava de klapei chutz, chayev. So either if you were bowing facing Kodesh Kodesh, or you waited when you were you waited long enough in order to bow down when you were facing away from it, in those two cases, you would in fact be chayev. So hechidami hishtachava de'is be'shehiya. What's exactly the case where you're bowing and you're delaying it, you're tarrying? What's the case of bowing where you're not delaying? The case where it's not pausing or waiting, right? Zo kriya ba'almahi. That's just when you like you bend with your knees. The ispa shahiya, but when you're actually, it takes a long time, that's pishut yadayim v'raglayim, when you spread out your arms and your legs, and you're totally mevatel yourself. V'kam ha'shir shahiya. So how long is it? What's the shir for this? Pligi bo Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nach Mani v'chad di'ime. So it's a machlok between Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani and someone else. Uman, who was that? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. For Amri law, some say it was different. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, v'chad de'ime, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and who else? Umanu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. For Amri law, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani. Okay. Chad Amr kimemra dehai psuka. One said it's the amount of time that it takes to say the pasuk in its entirety, which the Gemara is about to quote. V'chad Amr kimi v'yichru l'seifet. No, just from the words v'yichru until the end of the pasuk. So what is the pasuk? It tells us. This is referring to, this is in Divrei Hayamim Zayin, where Shlomo HaMelech was the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk reads as follows. V'chol b'nei Yisrael roim b'redes ha'ish l'chvod Hashem al ha'bayis v'yichru'u apayim arza al haritzba v'yishtachavu l'hoidos l'Hashem kitoiv kili olam chasdo. So that's the whole pasuk. So the first mandam held is the time to read the whole thing, and the second one is no, just from the second part, starting with words v'yichru apayim arza. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. So now Gemara is going to discuss, and Bryce is going to clarify about different types of bowing. Sa'al apayim. I'm not kida. I skipped the word kida. What's kida? That means when you're alapayim, when you're on your face. V'chinu omer, the pasuk says v'tikod basheva apayim eretz. So basheva bowed down their face to the ground. Kriya, what does that mean? Al birkayim. That's with your knees. V'chinu omer, the pasuk says michro al birchav, to bend your knees. Hishtachavo, bowing like a hishtachavo. This means zo pishut yadayim v'raglayim. That means totally spreading out your arms and legs. V'chein omer, as it says, havo novo ani ve'imcha v'achecha v'hishtachavois lecho arza. That this is with last week's parsha, with Yaakov gives Musar to Yosef the Egyptian. What we're all gonna bow down to you, right? We're gonna be completely mivatal ourselves. So that's saying no, it's not gonna happen because your dreams are nonsense. Fine. This idea of Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, so the Shem Yishmul in Parshas Kisavo has a beautiful idea. Says the Shem Yishmul, HaYadayim V'Haraglayim Heima Hispashtus HaGuf. Those are the parts, the body is like the center of we are, and what stretches, what emerges from us, extends from us, are our hands and our arms and our legs, right? HaYadayim L'malav HaRaglayim L'mata. So our hands are above us and our raglayim are beneath us, lower than us. Vehine yadayim ein lo lashon bal chai zulas ha'odam. No other living creature has yadayim in the sense, rather than a human being. Animals don't talk about hands of an animal. V'hatam, the reason, ki ha'odam b'koichu l'achazos b'mashin l'mala mi'medrega. So a person has the ability to grab something that's higher than his madrega. You can hear Chanuk in this, Mosi Faholich, to go above, to transcend, to get to a higher madrega. Madregas sichlios ne'elam, so higher levels of intellect. Lu'umosam, and on the other side of the equation, haraglayim, a person's legs, miramzin, that hints to remez, she'eshto la'odam le'ireid mata-mata. A person could fall very low. Lios kibehema, he could fall like an animal. She'ein abale bechira, the animal does not have free choice. V'zeu inyan hishtachava. And that, says the Shem Yishmur, what it means, hishtachava, to completely be mevata yourself. Hu masalik kol kochosav. I am removing from myself all of my kochos, all of my ability to go above and all my ability to go down. Mashalamala, mashalamata, umevata hakol l'rotzon Hashem Yisborach. And I mevata myself entirely to do the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Hashem give us a lot of siyata v'shemaya during this special zman of Chanukah, of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we should be zoichet to be mevatel ourselves entirely and make a nachas ruach for Avinu Shebaal Shemayim.